Since it was preparation day, the Jews did not want to have the bodies left on the cross during the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a solemn feast day. They asked Pilate that the legs be broken and the bodies be taken away. Accordingly, the soldiers came and broke the legs of the men crucified with Jesus, first of one, then of the other. When they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. One of the soldiers ran a lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. This testimony has been given by an eyewitness, and his testimony is true. He tells what he knows is true, so that you may believe. These events took place for the fulfillment of Scripture: "Break none of his bones." There is still another Scripture passage which says, "They shall look on him whom they have pierced." Afterward, Joseph of Arimathea, a disciple of Jesus, although a secret one for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate's permission to remove Jesus' body. Pilate granted it, so they came and took the body away. Nicodemus, the man who first came to Jesus at night, likewise came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, which weighed about 100 pounds. They took Jesus' body, and in accordance with the Jewish burial custom, bound it up in wrappings of cloth and perfumed oils. In the place where he had been crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden a new tomb in which no one had been laid. Because of the Jewish preparation day, they laid Jesus there, for the tomb was close at hand. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.